We present The Gibson, a six-part serial by Bruce Bedford, with Robert Glenister, Sharon Deuce, Freddie Jones, and Timothy West. Episode 2.
Twenty-eighth status report on Saul Judd, Bath, 1999. With his wife Elise, he is aware only of their son's fear of the Gibson room at Playgroup. He is unaware of the true background data on the establishment of Bath by Prince Bloodud, 800 BC. File reference 783B99-76. He is unaware of the process underway to select the poet of Bath for that city's 50th festival. Nor can he know of our Dark Ages scribe, forced by the kidnapping of his son to write the whole story. Early contact recommended. Report complete.
Don't lay your egg on my parchment, you dullwit!
I write but small words, yet it does appear, from what I glean of their powers, that by so doing, I pattern the life of a man who follows me 1,000 years hence. If I thought those strangers truly bad, I should desist. Yet they seemed the candle against the blackness beyond. But if I am wrong, thus, the place cured Prince Bloodud of the sickness which ate him. Yet his ears were sealed to the warnings of that place. And in that same place, 10 centuries after this chronicler's bone should yield to the worm, that future man shall feel the outermost strands of the web which, by tricky twitchings, shall draw him to the dark center. On a noon, he shall be passing across the meadows to that place of quiet sanctuary, his home.
Hallelujah! Hi! Or something like that.
Saul, what are you doing back at lunchtime?
To catch you in the act. What is that act?
You've been drinking. It's egg and milk and instant coffee surprise.
Well, surprise it. Stick another egg in.
More coffee, more like.
Oh, just a quick one or three at the Curious Ferret. Bloody Patterson.
Oh, so no rides.
No rides. More like...
What?
I said no... No rise. More like no salary.
What can be more like no salary?
The sack. That's like no salary. Pretty dress. Was there any post?
The sack?
Postman's pat, sack. Any post I've been writing, there might be an interview. Anything in a white envelope.
You didn't... Oh, you should have said, love.
Oh, all your worry over Thomas and that spooky Gibbon room at the playgroup.
Gibson room?
What did the boy say, for God's sake? You still haven't told me.
He felt... Oh, leave it. It's not important now. Bloody Patterson. Yes, there's a white envelope.
Oh.
Thick paper, too.
Lovely.
Any good?
I think I'm on the blink. That poem I wrote, where did you send it?
Poem? Oh, that. Well, you said the address in the magazine. What's the letter?
The magazine? You didn't send it to Brekkie Bran, the Better Breakfast cereal, the Bermuda holiday competition?
Brekkie Bran?
And your poem has been selected as the winning entry. The poet laureate was particularly impressed with your portrayal of Bath as a bowl of blah, 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 blah. The official inauguration in which you will be installed as the poet of Bath will be... Elise, what have you done?
Saul, I posted a letter. What'll you do?
Do? Well, it's next Thursday in the Guildhall. I'll just go and sort it out. Mm. And you'll throw up if you drink it that quickly. I mean, what's the rush? You're half a leisured couple now.
Sorry, darling. This half's on nursing shift. There's Hainsel Sethria to feed just for laughs.
Help him, Elise. Oh, Prince Bladud, you were warned. No good. Pigs knew that place. Should have warned you.
It's Nurse Elise, Sethria.
Pigs!
Suit yourself. You've had flowers, aren't they lovely? Oh. What's on the label? Who's G, then?
Pigs knew their place.
I'll get a vase. Back in a tick.
That place. It cured Bladud, yet it... Warn him, Elise. It's all spinning. Set down, story told. Box, I broke the seal early. Shouldn't. Read the writings. Understood. Oh, hot water bottle, hot springs. They're hot because no more soup. Bladud, warn him. Elise, oh, warn him.
Sleep, my wife. Dawn soon.
Not my dawn. Not while they keep our son.
When my work is ended, you'll hold him again.
Why you? Of no account to write this chronicle. What they could command.
You know well why. But sleep now. Sleep. Diseased flesh had been washed away in the curious muds. Prince Bladud decided.
Wallow on, my lovelies. Tomorrow we start a long journey.
Taking them pigs on holiday, Prince.
You again.
Oh, it seems you're of a piece again.
I am indeed cured, as are my pigs.
Your talking to them did the physic, then. Well, there's a thing. And they talk back, I'll take it, for you're as old as them. Now, this journey, it'll be away and not to return, I take it.
My itinerary is no concern of yours.
Oh, fair dues. But you'll not return.
I leave on the morrow to re-establish my place as the rightful son and heir of King Lud Hudibras. That performed, I shall return to establish on this spot many dwellings of quality and permanence. This place of magic springs shall flourish.
Moons ago I did give you pertinent words from the heart.
Other side...
This place is bad.
This place is of the first water. It cures.
But as a sucking leech, only for a finger of candle. Give a full night and that suck would take full blood.
Wonderful. Crude eloquence. I go and I shall return. This place will henceforth be marked on the map. Not that you'd know what a map is.
Oh, I'm acquainted. Wiped my bum on one once. Don't recall where.
Peasant.
Then you know me. And know this, Prince. This place should have no figuring on any map. Leave it be.
I shall be back with my map-makers. You have my leave.
And others would have leave of you, I suppose. Pity. Hi, pigs. Better keep talking to him.
Should Thomas be watching that stuff?
I'll let you know when he's 21. Huh. Oh, that's all. You can't go to the Guildhall in that. This is Bath. Scruffy jeans and a T-shirt advising viewers to go green aren't... Well, they're not Bath.
I'm only going to tell them they've made a mistake. That poem was supposed to be why Brekkie Bran is my favourite breakfast cereal. It'll be a couple of old frumps with a freebie ticket for the festival dinner. I'll just tell them. I'll see you in an hour.
Scribe wrote it, so. Dark centre of the web. You'll be pulled, sticky threads too. Oh, to that place at that time.
You're only a few minutes late. You poets?
Look, the poem was supposed to be for Brekkie Bran.
Who? Oh, forgive me, I'm not an intellectual. Even Betjeman's a stretch. Here.
Oh, my God.
Your chair's in the middle by the poet laureate.
The what?
Karim al-Hartel, Saul Judd.
Mr. Judd, an extraordinary talent.
Yes, thanks. Look, could we have a...
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. It gives me the greatest pleasure to introduce our two guests. The poet laureate... Karim al-Hartel, and the winner of our competition, Saul Judd. First, our poet laureate.
Gentlemen.
There's been a terrible mistake.
Bath, whose festival approaches its 50th birthday, a time of note. To celebrate, you decided, just as there will be a sculpture of Bath commissioned of the incomparable Shiro Takemitsu, there should also be a poet of Bath.
Karim, could I have a word, please?
One whose word bursts to be heard.
Oh, God.
That man who will, silver word by word, record the strivings incumbent upon and the flowering in eventuality of Bath's greatest festival.
Nobody understands
the poet's burden. Oh, I know.
Your elected artist will capture by pen the workings of this ultimate festival. To aid him in his process, a bursary of £10,000 will be...
Look, ladies and... Sorry, I'm sorry about this, but Brekkie Bran was supposed to...
How much?
£10,000. Is there a problem?
No, not really, no, no.
This bursary will be paid to the recognition of... And I now give him... Mr. Saul Judd, your new poet of Bath.
Thank you. What can I say?
So, let his words of eloquence, so new, so different, wash over us now. Your exotic golden form lights my every waking morn.
So how did you get out of it?
Elise, I took it. The job. I am now, thanks to Brekkie Bran, the poet of Bath.
You? Whatever for?
Well, there was mention of money.
Money?
£10,000.
Good God. That's what I call art. And here's me dishing up tin spaghetti. What do you have to do?
Oh, prod, observe, delve, think profoundly, write a stunning world-class poem for the festival opening.
But not actually work? When do you start?
Well, now. What, tomorrow morning? I'll get some books on poetry from the library, then wander through the city trying to capture the ambience.
Ah, I'm on shift. Before you capture the ambience, could the poet of Bath capture his son and take him to playgroup? Well, at least try.
No problem. Come here, you disarranger.
Thomas, let go of that table leg! Look, it is only a playgroup.
No. Listen to the children.
I promised your mummy. Your friends will all be there. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Listen to their fear. they know?
Queen of that womb! Friends and foes of that womb!
I am your daddy, and I am telling you, let go of that table!
Daddy!
Okay, shush, there. Shush, all right, shush. Daddy's going to ring Granny. You can go there instead. I promise. Now let go of the table. Let go?
The children know. They sense it stirring. No one should go there, Elise. No one. Elise? Is anyone here?
Okay, Bath Poet, start delving. Only the community centre, but why not? Hello, Rita. It's Saul Judd.
It's what? Oh, sorry. You brought Thomas.
Sorry, no, I couldn't. He couldn't come today.
No.
No, but I wondered if I could have a quick look around. It was ages since I came. Elise usually does.
Sure. I can give you my undivided attention. Come in.
Thanks.
I think it's Tommy.
I think not it's Tommy. I couldn't even get my own daughter here today. And I'm supposed to be the playgroup organiser. Not his tummy. His mind. Look at them. Fleets of tricycles and cosy coupes. Should all be clattering round, argued over.
Well, it's happened again. No one's come.
An empty slide. A static trampoline. A vacant, battered Joanna. What's going on, Mr. Judd?
It doesn't seem terribly old. The church?
The building? No. They finished it in 1832. Houses springing up all round, somewhere to worship. The Germans bombed everything flat round here in 1942. But this place, without a scratch. Divine intervention, if you like, or something.
So why not still a church?
20-odd years ago, the congregation just wasn't congregating. Christ had done his bit. Then it was up to the jolly secular volunteers. People like me.
Ava, why do they make all those boxed-off rooms around the sides?
Well, the playgroup needed half an acre just to clatter about in. Those are all function rooms. Committees of grown-ups tend not to crash about on trikes.
And that room? Where the altar should be?
That? You tell me, Mr. Judd. Doesn't seem to be used much.
The Gibson room. That's the room Thomas is...
And not just Thomas. They're all afraid of it. Don't bother, it's kept locked.
What are the kids doing then?
I said it's kept locked. I did get a quick look inside once. Some group who hire it were laying a new carpet. A table, a few chairs, some oriental picture on the wall, that's all.
Which group?
Just some group. I asked if they needed a hand. They just smiled and closed the door. Polite, but I heard the key turn.
What would you do about the playgroup, Rita?
What playgroup? That bloody room's done for it.
So much for a day's delving. Sore feet and still no rhyme for etc. Cure, state of his front door. Must find that paintbrush. Oh, come on. Fort Knox must be easier than this.
Christ!
Saul, that's my favourite...
Oh, I'm sorry.
What on earth's wrong?
Someone just... you better come see.
What?
I think it's an acid guy.
This is a joke, Saul. I've missed the point.
Luckily, so did I.
A spear? Oh, Saul, the door's in a bad enough state as it is.
Someone threw it at me.
But there's some paper on it. A note, look. St. Matthew's, leave it be, 2C. 2C? How could you upset a whole classroom?
Well, close this door, will you? I need to get a spear chucked at you.
Past you?
The difference, Elise... is just an inch.
Listen to the children.
Morning, darling. What on earth are you doing?
Making toast. Here, this slice is done.
What, with a spear?
Yes, perfect. Look.
Oh, you're taking this very calmly. I mean, if someone threw a spear at me...
Past you? Well, how else but calmly?
But whoever threw it, this 2C...
That's the bit I'm trying not to panic about. That's why I'm making toast at this ungodly hour. Oh, too much butter, please.
Seriously, what about the police?
No. Do you suspect anyone of harbouring any grievance against you, sir?
Apart from Bloody Patterson.
Yeah, and that's a guy's auntie's style. Now, a knife in the back.
I love you.
You... And I love your style.
And thanks for at least trying to get Thomas to play group yesterday.
Oh, don't mention it. Just never, ever, ever mention it.
Any post? Oh, this one looks different. Saul!
Sorry, but I've got to. Elise, you haven't been buying mucky magazines, have you? Notice I put it in the negative.
I think I'd better see that. Thank you. A bill from Selwyn Fiss, newsagent. For assorted pornographic magazines, £182.76, much overdue, please settle.
Yes, you see my problem. And don't look like that when I say problem, it wasn't me either.
Ring them, tell them to stuff their bill.
I've already tried, ex-directory.
A newsagent ex-directory?
Well, wouldn't you be sending out letters like that? I'm going into town anyway, I'll call him, sort it out. I'd like to see the manager, please.
Mr. Judd, I'm so glad you came, and so soon. I am Selwyn Fist, the proprietor, manager, if you wish.
I certainly do wish.
One moment. Trevor, we shall be in the back. Absolutely no one. You understand? Please, come through.
You sent me a bill for pornographic magazines. Magazines
which...
Yes, I certainly do.
Thank you. Yes, there's no question of a bill, Mr. Judd.
Then why on earth did you send it?
Oh, poor fiction, a device to bring you here.
No, this is silly. No, I came here
well,
to
say... Well, it worked admirably. For any embarrassment, I apologise.
This is... It's intolerable. Thanks to your bill, my wife thinks I'm...
No. Miss Elise Green is a steadfastly sensible woman who knows you too well.
You... What the hell are you playing at?
Again, my apologies. This is early, I know, but I think in order in the circumstances. No, please. I know you prefer it straight. Contact was safer this way, and I wanted to meet you in person. Did you keep the note, by the way? The one on the spear?
The spear? No, I didn't.
No matter. We have a fair idea. What was its precise message?
St. Matthew's, leave it be, 2C. And if you know who threw it at me, I'll get the police round here
so
fast.
No, you won't, or you would already have called them.
I'm not sure that... Well, I'm damn sure I don't like this. I mean, just who do you think I am? You sent me a phony bill,
You are the first poet of Bath, Mr. Judd. And as a consequence, in a very, very perilous position. Please. I don't wish to alarm you, but at least I can alert you. You still have the spear?
Yes. It's proving quite useful.
Who the hell are you? You have my name, Selwyn Fist. That, for the moment, will have to suffice, Except for a statement.
We
are very plural. We would not harm you, quite the opposite. Regard us as, well, as your guardians.
This is getting bloody cuckoo.
Cuckoo, yes. It must seem like that. Doesn't matter. Sorry, but this is as far as I can go for the moment. Please, if there are any more incidents, any more spears, do let me know.
Any more spears?
Do let me know. We must know. And very quickly. Time is... Well, to be frank, it's running out. Has been since Bladud.
Are you saying I'm in some kind of danger?
I'm not sure there are kinds of danger, but no. Not quite yet. You see, they wouldn't have missed the first time.
Thus will the first approach be made to the poet, the key link forged. But back now, back to what is ancient, even to me. The king welcomed his prince son, his flesh restored. Bladud took his promised actions and established those first few dwellings which were to grow around that accursed place of springs to become the great township of Bath. Having become king, Bladud's thoughts turned to the cool air. He felt no longer the need to be earthbound. Thus, he found himself on a high castle wall to the pain of the rough peasant who had bound himself to keeping the royal lunatic from danger.
This is it!
So it might well be.
Today, I join the birdies.
If them what pecks round the fresh graves could be. King, do consider about this again. I were right about the hot springs, and I'm right regarding this. You'll not fly.
You were wrong about the hot springs.
I'll be right when you reckon on winter after winter, moons beyond my fingers.
I wish I'd taught you to count.
I do count, as your preserving voice. Heed it. You'll not fly. If you had wings, if pigs had wings...
I've specifically instructed you, do not mention those pigs ever again. And I have wings. Help me into them. Come on, tie tight that strap there. And there. And this one. Right. Now, I'm ready for the air.
King, you're ready for the ground. You should never have given public proclamation to those warm waters. A bad place should be left to sour. I've seen new faces here. Old faces I knows from close that place. They'll not let you rest till you rest.
You're a wonder. Stand back. I'm going to the clouds. Goodbye!
But old faces there were, and fingers. In the hours of dark, on those wings, crucial gussets and key sinews had been tampered with.
Tampered with. Old memories and new instructions had been obeyed.
I'm in heaven!
Oh, my king.
My poor king!
Saul, wake up!
Goodbye!
You're dreaming, darling.
Oh, my poor sodding king.
In The Gibson, the second of a six-part serial written by Bruce Bedford, Saul Judd was played by Robert Glenister and Elise by Sharon Deuce. The scribe was Freddie Jones. His wife was Kate Binchy. Hainsel Sethria was Constance Chapman. Prince Bladud was John Telfer. And the rough peasant was Trevor Cooper. Selwyn Fist was Timothy West. The chairwoman, June Barry. Karim El Hatel, Sam Dastor. And Rita, Liz Goulding. The guardian was Jonathan Adams. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed by Thomas Johnson. Gibson was directed in Bristol by Andy Jordan.